Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, Bill Belichick isn't usually aggressive in free agency, but after his first losing season since 2000, the Patriots signed eight players in a 24-hour span. And linebacker Calvin Noy announced on Twitter last night that he is returning to New England on a two-year deal. NFL agent Rosenhaus also gave some insight into Belichick and the Patriots' mentality this week, saying, quote, "They had the money out there and they were hungry. I got the feeling that last year didn't sit very well with them." Say that again. Well, Shannon, is this genius or desperation from Bill Belichick?
Skip, I think I gave you a little insight yesterday. Coach Belichick is the guy that had the nice girl. He didn't do right. She leaves, gets her new man, and do it quite well. So Coach Belichick goes and buys him a new sports car, gets him a Cuban link, gets him a Paddock, and say, see, if you'd have just waited, everything would have been peachy. But the new girl like, nah, but I won the Super Bowl. He said, but you're not happy. See, you'd have been happier winning a Super Bowl with me. Skip, also, this shows that I've made mistakes in the draft. You don't spend that kind of money on two tight ends that you just took for two tight ends in 2020. You don't do what you did. He's saying, N'Keal Harry, you were a mistake because I went out and got me two wide receivers in free agency.
He did.
So that's what he's saying. He's compensated for some of the mistakes that he's made.
Yep.
Now, I'm not taking anything. Coach Belichick, the coach, is a lot better than Coach Belichick, the general manager, because his draft pick leaves a lot to be desired.
Agreed.
Haven't drafted a Pro Bowl player since Jamie Collins in, 2013, outside of a punter. That's not good.
Nope.
So what he did, Skip, is that some of the mistakes that he's made in the draft, he went out in free agency to cover it up. He said he didn't have any money last year. That's why he gave Cam Newton $1 million. Well, I guess he's been saving for this one, Skip. You know, you save all your pennies, and one day that's what I want to buy. And he went out and bought him two tight ends. He bought him two wide receivers. He bought him an offensive lineman. So he bought a lot of stuff. Yes, Skip, it bothered him. Mm-hmm. You don't have the level of success that Coach Belichick had.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it's one thing, Skip, you make the playoffs and you lose. Coach Belichick has made the playoffs and lost in the divisional round or lost in the wild card round.
Yep.
But not to make the playoffs at all? That hadn't happened since 2002. And all of a sudden, you go from winning Super Bowls and contending AFC titles to not even making the playoffs. Hell, now that wasn't going to sit right with him. And he was going to spend all of Mr. Kraft's stimmy money to make it right. I believe they're a playoff team, Skip. I believe they've done enough. It's going to be on Cam. They brought Cam back. Coach Belichick wanted to run it back. He said, I want to see Cam a year removed or further from that surgery. I want to see it have him another year up on his belt in the system, not coming at the last minute. And I believe they've done a lot. So now, if it doesn't work, it's going to be on Cam, Skip, because he's giving him everything he needs. Two tight ends, they play 12 personnel, had great success. Tom Brady had great success when they ran 12 personnel. I'm not saying Cam Newton is going to be Tom Brady. He doesn't need to be. But he needs to get back to be 65-70% of the Cam Newton that won the MVP and let those guys work for him. So that's what Coach Belichick did. No, it didn't sit well with him. Don't think for one second he didn't watch every single thing that Tom Brady was doing. He was on IG watching her stories, looking at it. Man, you know she can see you watching her stories, Coach Belichick. Yeah, I wanted to see. That's why I keep posting. I keep winning playoff games. I won the Super Bowl because I want him to see what he lost.
Yep.
And Coach Belichick said, meet me in L.A. in 2022.
Okay. So that jilted lover you refer to, when he buys his new pad, does he overpay for the new pad?
Yeah. Skip, he don't need no sports car, but he got to show her. I'm still young at heart.
Yeah, did he go to Beverly Hills and just pay whatever the price tag was?
Yep.
The sticker, you just pay it.
Yes.
Because that's the way they do business in Beverly
Hills. That's the way they do
car
business.
Dealerships. Okay. First of all, consider the source. I know Drew Rosenhaus, known him forever. I enjoy him. He's fun to be around.
Yeah.
But he's a businessman, and he just did really nice business deals with Bill Belichick.
A lot of those guys, he signed with his guy.
Jonnu, Jalen Mills, Trent Brown, that Godshaw from Miami, all Drew guys.
Yeah.
So when he says, besides being a great coach, Coach Belichick, I think, is an outstanding talent evaluator and a great NFL executive. I don't know about all that. So Drew goes on to say, I think it's scary to give an outstanding coach like that tons of cap room that most teams don't have this year. And I think the Patriots are going to be a very dangerous team next year. They definitely will be improved. Dangerous, I won't go that far because I think they are winning free agency just because of the cash splash. Nobody has splashed cash no. like Dollar Bill Belichick has.
Dollar Bill.
Just splashing it all over everywhere. Uh-huh. And the volume of it, the magnitude of it is just overwhelming because most teams, such as my team, are just sitting back in the weeds watching all this, right?
And we've never seen this from him.
Nope.
We've never seen him spend like this.
Nope.
That's what, Skip, that's for teams that's never won. Spend money like that. The Jets spend money like that. The Dolphins spend money like that. Washington football team spends money like that. Not a team that's went to 9 Super Bowls in the last 20 years. Those guys don't spend like that. That's 1/6 of them. You spend a little bit. They normally do like the Cincinnati. Cincinnati don't really spend no money because we know Mike Brown cheap. But Coach Belichick's like, hey, I got this money. I'm spending all in one place.
He is spending it all. In one day, it felt like.
Yeah, that's what he did, Skip.
Okay, congratulations. And I told you as soon as the Hunter Henry news broke, I said, okay, I'm impressed.
Yes.
And, you know, I looked down the list. Jonnu Smith, he's pretty good.
Yes.
And Matthew Judon, yeah, he'll flash off my screen every once in a while.
Resign Kyle Van Noy.
They did. And it's nice. But remember, Miami said no.
No,
we're done. We gave you your money, and now we're done with
right.
it. Right?
Right.
And Patrick Chung just announced that he is retiring.
Right.
So sort of 6 of 1, half dozen of the other.
Right.
Did they get better? Yes. Do they have a transcendent difference maker? Did they go get somebody,
no.
a Trent Williams at left tackle, where you say, whoa, that's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Are there any Hall of Famers on this list?
No.
Because Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith have not made one Pro Bowl combined.
No. No, I mean, normally what Coach Belichick, he's only gone and got one,
yeah.
Revis. He went and got the higher gun.
Got Revis, sort of at the end of
yeah.
his run.
But he was unbelievable for them.
He was.
And then he couldn't pay him more than we were going to pay Tom Brady.
Yep. And then back to, you know, as much as I like Matthew Judon, again, Pro Football Focus ranked him 41st of 76 edge rushers because they're saying much of his production came courtesy of Baltimore's extraordinarily high blitz rate. Okay, I got that. And they question Judon's unproven ability to win one-on-one battles. Mm-hmm. Is he Charles Haley that we just talked about? No, he's not. Did you get a little better? Yes, you did. It's still going to come down to the play of that quarterback. He now has much better weapons than he had.
Yes.
But Cam's QBR last year was 30th of 33 qualified quarterbacks.
Can he get that to the middle of the pack, Skip? Can he get 15th?
If he could get to 15th, they would have a chance.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. If you tell me Bill Belichick's going to wave his magic wand and get Deshaun Watson to New England, some people have speculated about that possibility, then you got me.
Yeah.
Then I'm all in. Then because
call this boy up. He's like, do me the solid. Let me get Deshaun off your hand.
And I think that's why people speculate about it, because Nick Caserio is now running the Texans and used to be his right-hand man
in
New England.
Give me 4 first rounders, because you're going to mess him up anyway.
Well, you could make that case. So that's the kind of shock move. That's the bombshell that is missing so far. It's high volume, but is there one move that makes you say, whoa?
No.
You're back in business.
Well, Skip, they had a lot of leaks, so he had to plug a lot of areas.
Yep.
So his sink was backed up. His toilet was backed up. The roof was leaking. So he had to plug a lot of things, Skip. He spent a lot of money, but he had to. And that's on him now, Skip. You know, you keep talking about he's a talent evaluator. He's a general manager. Who did all that? Who drafted those two tight ends in the third round? And one of them you traded up to get? Who drafted that receiver?
It's a great point. Thank you for making it a very objective point on your part. I was surprised to hear from Drew. He was talking about how what a pleasure it is to do business with the ultimate decision maker, to negotiate with him as opposed to a middleman who has to keep going back and forth.
Right.
Well, he's saying, I'm dealing with the decision maker. Like, I did these deals straight with Belichick.
Yeah, we knew that.
So he's negotiating the deal.
Yes.
Really?
Skip, everybody knew that. Everybody knew that Coach Belichick.
I didn't know he actually negotiated the deals. I thought he would let a Nick Caserio do it.
No. Skip, and that's why they fail. They don't get an opportunity to do anything. They just have the job title. He's doing everything.
Everything.
He's doing all the coaching. That's why they don't have the level of success that we see other coaches that's been under. Look at the coaches under Mike Holmgren. Andy Reid actually got to call plays.
Yep.
Andy Reid actually got to and John Gruden, they actually, and Mariucci, they got to do things. Hell, nobody does anything. He does everything.
Mm. I mean, he's not just buying the groceries. He's negotiating for the groceries.
Right.
Those apples aren't worth that much.
Yeah, exactly. He's actually not just paying for the grocery, Skip. He's actually in the grocery store. And then he coming home cooking it. And then if it doesn't work out, well, like, oh, well, I don't know. Hey, I'll buy another dish.
I'm with you. This was all about what Tom Brady was doing all last year in Tampa. This is his, I think, desperate attempt to say, okay, I'm going to try to get back in business as quickly as possible by spending all my money.
Right.
It could inhibit you. It could handicap you down the road because you're going to be so overspent that you're going to have to pay that piper somewhere. When you do get an opportunity to land that quarterback, you might not have the cap space.
Well, Skip, you got to go get you a pretty girl, too.
Yep.
I mean, Tom Brady went down there and got a Super Bowl, so you got to try to get you a pretty girl, which means you got to get to the Super Bowl and win it, too. That's the only thing. And this notion that, oh, man, Coach Belichick keeps his head down. If you don't think Coach Belichick was paying attention to everything Tom Brady was doing, if he weren't, somebody was telling him.
I agree. I mean, out of nowhere, Bill Belichick started doing Subway commercials.
Yeah.
No more Brady. It's my stage. I'm the face of the franchise. I'm Coach Subway.
So Coach Belichick don't know who won the Super Bowl, huh? He had no idea who won the Super Bowl.
Or how.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He knows. Tom Brady put immense pressure on Coach Belichick. He could have had a year. If Tom Brady didn't win it, you're like, well, Tom didn't win the Super Bowl either. Tom went down there 1 year and won the Super Bowl. And first year without you.
He also knows Tom Brady has a pretty good shot at winning one next year.
Coach Belichick.
That's horrifying.
Coach Belichick said, I'm going to see you in L.A. You ain't going to beat me. Yep. Coach Belichick, you already know Coach Belichick see him. It's over. We already got cases on that. Coach Belichick going to do his thing on him this year.
You know, it's interesting to me. I think a lot of this overhyping of Belichick comes from the overhating of Brady. Like, by default, Belichick gets a lot of acclaim and mystique that he doesn't deserve to me because so many people don't want Brady to win.
But, Skip, you don't think these are some good – I mean, you don't think he field areas of need on his football team with these selections. Now, we don't know if they're now what they were in the other locations, they were tremendous.
Okay.
Now, if they come in and perform like they performed at the, don't you think these were good transactions?
Nelson Agholor, you never liked him.
Okay,
is he better than Curtis Samuel? We're about to talk about Curtis Samuel.
Oh, no.
He's not better. Is he better than Kenny Golladay, who might or might not go to the Giants today? No, he's not.
But Coach Belichick don't like injuries. You know how Coach Belichick is about injuries. How did N'Keal Harry start off? Mm-hmm. Injured. And he's saying basically by signing these two guys, Skip, I made a mistake on you, bro.
He did.
There's no other way around it.
I agree.
I made a mistake on you, bro.
Okay. Good luck.
Oh, God, yes.
Yep.
I see 11-5.
Yep. Boy, I'm liking Tampa Bay.
I'm liking these two cases for the playoffs.
Tampa Bay even sewed up old Ryan Suckup? They got it all done. He got 3 years, $12 million.
That's a good little money.
Yeah,
that's a good little money.
Kicker.
But
he was the kicker.
Well, and you were confident in him.
Game of the century. In New England. No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagine for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode.
Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness. Or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
James Harden has been unstoppable in his first 27 games for Brooklyn. And in last night's win against Indiana, he finished with another monster triple-double, scoring a season-high 40 points, handing out 15 assists, and grabbing 10 rebounds in 42 minutes. It was his sixth game for Brooklyn, where he scored more than 30 points and dished up more than 10 assists. Harden led the shorthanded Nets to their 13th win in the last 14 games. So, Shannon, I gotta ask you, is Harden now pushing LeBron for MVP?
You know, Skip, I always had Harden in the MVP discussion because he was playing so well. I mean, he's running away. I mean, what is he? He's probably over 11 assists per game right now. And, you know, he's still giving you 26, 27 a night, 11 assists, you know, get your double-digit rebounds. He's probably like 7 rebounds a game now. So for me, he was always in the MVP discussion. And because Joel Embiid is hurt, and he's going to probably miss 2 to 3 weeks, Skip, I think that injury has taken Joel Embiid out of the MVP discussion. I just don't know if you, especially in a shortened season, you can miss as many games as he's going to miss and still be in the MVP discussion. So right now, I mean, James Harden is right there with LeBron. I mean, I think it's because they're winning and the Lakers are winning. Now, Jokic has been phenomenal also. I just don't know, Skip, if right now I think they're in the 7th seed. So maybe a little higher than that, but it's been touch and go. But Jokic has been phenomenal. The question that I have and the question that I've had for the longest, are you only going to give James credit for what he's doing in Brooklyn, or are you going to hold what he did in Houston against him? And that's what the voters, only the voters. I don't have a vote, Skip, so only they can answer that question. Because if you're going to give him credit for the wins in Brooklyn, you also have to give him credit for the losses in Houston. Mm. And also, what happens when KD comes back? Mm. I don't know if we've ever seen a guy win the MVP as the second best player on his team. Have we ever seen that before, Skip? I don't know if we have. Do you believe? Now, you say KD is the best player on the planet. Now, KD's on the Brooklyn Nets.
He's also on the bench.
So do you plan on him being there for the rest of the year?
I don't know. They're saying at least two more weeks. So he's got a torn hamstring. So he's in the Embiid category. He's out of any MVP consideration, obviously. When he comes back, if he could get back to 100%, would he be the best player on the planet? Yes, he would. But will he get back? It sounds like we're still maybe a month away from him coming back.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Skip. I thought it said strained hamstring. I guess that's the term that nobody wants to use. Nobody used pulled hamstring. Skip, when you covered the league and I played it, oh, he pulled his hamstring. Now it's just a strain. When you know good strain.
I just don't like that T word, tear.
Yeah.
If it's torn, if it's got a big old tear in it, because it sounds like that's what's going on here.
For him to miss that kind of time, it had to have a small tear in it, Skip. You don't miss what? He's out a month now. It's a month he's been out, and you say 2 more weeks? So, yes, James Harden is in the MVP discussion. He's been in the MVP discussion now for about the better part of a month, and I don't think he's going anywhere because whether it's with KD or it's with KD and Kyrie, he's been sensational. He's the driving force. He's going to be the reason they win this thing, Skip, because his passing, because he finds Joe Harris when, like, damn, I didn't even know Joe Harris was still on the court. He's still getting to the – he's still shooting foul shots. He's still getting to the line. Yes, Skip, he's smack dab in the middle of this MVP race.
Wow. Shannon Sharpe is on his best behavior on today's show. He is shockingly objective. He is enlightened. He is telling the truth. He is speaking the bottom of his heart, which is always the right part of his heart. And you just admitted that James Harden has at least pulled even with LeBron James in the MVP race. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, he's right there with him.
Mm-hmm. I concur. Because now James Harden has played 18 games in Brooklyn with no Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. They're 14-4 without Kevin Durant. You can say that diminishes the magnitude of Kevin Durant. It actually just enhances the magnitude of the most gifted offensive player I've ever seen. Yep. I've just never seen things like this. Is pure genius on display night after night after night. Right. He is toying with the competition. He has the game on a string, and he is distributing just as well as he is scoring.
Skip, the thing that why he can do this, he's used to being a solo act. He's used to not having KD. He's used to not having Kyrie. So this is not new to him.
But he will involve Kyrie, problem. Yes. No problem.
Yes.
I'll get you, because he's averaging, to your point, he's running away.
Yeah, ain't nobody catching this. Ain't nobody catching this, Skip. It's over.
Nobody, he's averaging 11 a game. So to your point, he has an early season stain on his record.
Yep.
He quit his way out of Houston. He had one huge game at Portland that we raved about.
44-17, the first game.
And then he said, that's enough. I just wanted to show everybody I'm still okay. I can still do this even fat. I got my little pot belly, but it doesn't bother me.
It don't bother me at all, yeah.
And then he quit his way out of Houston, and they shipped him where he wanted to go, to Brooklyn, which is killing Deshaun Watson right now, because he's thinking, if he could do that, I got to be able to do that. And he goes up there, and since he went to Brooklyn, he's averaging 25, 9, and 11. And in his last 13 games as a Brooklyn Net, he's 29, 10, and 11, which is called a triple-double. So for 13 straight games, he's averaging a triple-double. Mm-hmm. And there have been two games with no KD and Kyrie, neither one of them, in which James Harden has pulled off impossible comebacks. Right. At Phoenix. Is Phoenix any good?
Yeah, they're
really good.
Number two in the West.
Okay. When he went to Phoenix with no KD and no Kyrie, they fell behind by 24. And I was watching the game saying they just quit.
Right.
They quit because they said, well, we don't have two of our big three, so that's enough. Let's just take this night off. And James said, no, I got this.
Right.
And he never looks like he's playing that hard, but he does play full.
Right.
Listen, you want to talk about a baller? He plays high minutes.
Skip, he played 42 minutes last night.
But he just, it seems effortless.
Yes.
He doesn't look like he's in the greatest shape.
Right.
It doesn't look like the greatest body. It's kind of a mismatched body with, he's got kind of a bigger upper
body,
torso with a little skinny thing. And he's just
a cooking folk.
Just cooks everybody. So they're down 24 at Phoenix, and he brings them all the way back to win by four.
Yep.
Is that good? Yeah. How about last night in Indiana? I have respect for Indiana.
Yeah.
They got Caris LeVert back. You guys didn't have to deal with Caris LeVert when obviously he came back from his cancer growth that he had removed. So he's back full force for Indiana.
Right.
And they fall behind right out of the box. They fall behind by 16 points. They're down 43-27. And there's no KD and no Kyrie. And what did James say?
Just took it over.
I got this. In the fourth quarter last night at Indiana, James scored 14 points with 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Well, for most ordinary players, that's a good game.
That's a good half.
That's definitely
a good half. Give me that.
14, 6, and 4?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. And that was the fourth quarter, and every time Indiana made a run, by the way, they're down two. Brooklyn down two going to the fourth at Indiana. And they kept pulling away and pulling away. And every time Indiana made another run, if we could see what James would do, he would just toy with them. He'd just say, oh, no, I got this. Here he goes. He just says, I'll just go all the way to the cup. I don't know why nobody can stop that, but he is getting to the rim faster than it. Look at this. Look at this.
Can't let him get to that dominant hand. You can't let him get to his left.
And then this is the coup de grace. Here's Malcolm Brogdon trying to.
Who's a good defender?
You know, he's just D'ing him up. He's D'ing him up through the legs, between the legs. Goodbye. And guess who that was? Miles Turner comes to challenge him. That's 7 feet of challenge. And he floats it right over him. And look at Kyrie. He's out of his mind over on the bench saying, that's too good. That is just too good. Those three baskets came with 3 minutes left. And then a couple of minutes left, and then 35 seconds left, and it was just like, no.
Yeah.
I got this. So I look at what he's doing. He's shooting a career-high 38% from three, and he's always near 90 from the free throw. He's 87%. And do I need to bring up LeBron's at 36.5% from three?
37, round up.
Okay, well, it's 36.5.
We round up. We've always rounded up 0.5 or above, Skip.
And free throws, he's 69.6. Okay, I'll round 70. Up to 70, but that's still not 87%.
What were we shooting from the floor? We were 50% from the floor?
But you always are because you're the greatest driver of the basketball there ever was. You can just bully people to rim. He can't bully people, but he can just blow by anybody. I don't know how he does it, but he just does.
His eyes
you're 6'9", he's 6'5".
Skip, I mean, the thing is with James, if he gets the step back going,
and by the way,
he had his mercy.
He didn't shoot it very well.
He
was 2 of 9 last night.
But you're still so concerned about it, Skip, so because, you know, he starts that herky-jerky. You're like, okay, he's about to go. And then, you know, no, he's not going. And the next thing you know, he's by you, and he's letting the floater up, or he's kissing it off the glass. And the minute you try to back up off him, he steps back, and he shoots the three on you. Mm. So you're really at his mercy. And got you, like I said, 14 more attempts last night. He made 12 of them.
Whew.
He's got it going like this. It doesn't matter who he's playing with because he's done this for the last 7.5 years while he was in Houston, basically playing a lot by himself with the exception of Chris Paul and Russ. Other than that, he didn't really have great offensive weapons like a Kyrie and a KD beside him. So he used to go in it solo. Mm. As a matter of fact, he probably prefer it. He knows those guys are coming back, but he's like, man, you got me some shooters. You got Joe Harris. You got Shammy. You got TLC around me. I'm good. Mm. You guys space the floor.
So you know what you and your man LeBron need to hope for? That KD comes back sooner than later. Because if he'll come back, it will diminish James' MVP case, right?
We don't want...
Because if he has Kyrie and KD, then you'll say, well, okay.
Skip, we're going to do what we do. We don't worry about him. Well, James is going to do what he do.
Well,
but we got this tonight. Watch what we do tonight.
Mm.
You know what we do tonight. Who owns that team in Charlotte?
Guess where Charlotte was last night? Charlotte had to play at Denver. The schedule is rigged for you again.
Man, hold on.
This is a gift.
What about when
it's
we
have... So I know what's going to happen. LeBron will be up 20 in the fourth quarter, and he'll make 2 threes from the logo with 2 minutes left and 1 minute left to put them up 25 and 28 points.
Why you don't say anything when we play back-to-back? Did we not just play back-to-back?
Well, sort of.
What you mean, sort of?
Well, you blew out Golden State. LeBron took 2 late 3s to put you up 20.
And then we had to play again the next night against who? Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minnesota?
Oh, are they not, like you tell me, are they not in the NBA?
They're at the bottom of the barrel in the West.
They're still in the league.
Yeah, they're in the league.
Come on.
Okay, congratulations.
But you know, it's ghost to lose.
I hear that every time.
It's ghost to lose.
You need KD back.
We don't need KD to do anything.
Or you're going to lose to James Harden because he is special.
Hold on. All I know, some voters are going to say, no, what he did was unforgivable.
Maybe. Yeah, and we do know LeBron's got all those fanboys.
Oh, there you go.
That's what Kevin told me.
I'm just taking all these Minnesota jabs a little personally, Skip. You know, we did get Patrick Peterson to the Vikings. And,
I like that.
I feel like the Cowboys would have maybe wanted him.
Congratulations.
As well.
So we could have used him. You
that
got
that one we did get. I'm just to remind you of that.
No mercy.
Well, Sunday, the best season ever continues on Fox as NASCAR Cup Series rolls into Atlanta, where every turn is its own test. You can catch all the action for the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at 3 Eastern on Fox and anywhere on the Fox Sports app. A week of big additions for the Washington football team continued yesterday as they signed wide receiver Curtis Samuel to a 3-year deal worth $34.5 million. This move came after Washington signed Ryan Fitzpatrick and corner William Jackson. Samuel will also reunite with his former Buckeyes teammate and fellow receiver, Terry McLaurin in Washington. So, Shannon, is Washington now better than Dallas? And yes, I said better.
Skip, I love this pickup. They have another offensive weapon now to go with McLaurin. Mm-hmm. As Jenny said, Logan Thomas can catch the football.
Yep.
They got some decent running backs. But, Skip, the thing that I really want to say yes, But you know what happens every time expectations are placed on Ryan Fitzpatrick? You've seen this so many times. And the moment you said, ooh, Ryan Fitzpatrick gonna do this. I saw this in Buffalo. I saw this with the Jets. And every time expectations, he falls like a house of cards. So I want to say so bad, this team, especially with their defense, and now the added weapons, because Samuels can catch it, he can run after the catch. Hell, Skip, they line him up in the backfield at Carolina and toss it to him, hand it to him, and he get outside and he can run it. So I like this. But, man, but you know what? They're going to beat y'all. I don't know about anybody else. They're going to beat y'all because that defense going to be hunting Dak again. Offensive line, your offensive line not going to be very good. Y'all got a year older. Yep. So you know what right now, Skip? I don't think they're done in free agency, and I'm going to see what they do in the draft. But right now, as we sit here and we discuss this, I like the Washington football team over your team.
You underestimate. We just signed Ty Nesicki.
We did?
Ty Nesicki?
I thought you were about to say y'all signed Mike Gesicki. I'm like, hold on, he played tight. What good is that going to do y'all?
Ty, he's huge. He's like 6'8", 330.
And can't block the sun out of his eyes.
Well, he played a grand total of 54 snaps for Buffalo, and actually Pro Football Focus ranked him high. But
how you rank somebody high with 54 snaps over a 16-game season, Skip?
Okay, I must admit publicly.
You scared.
I love this move.
I love it.
Because I really like Curtis Samuel. I told our producer, Azzy, three nights ago, I said, boy, he's sitting there on the market. That's going to be a steal for somebody. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's a steal from my arch rival. And it's exactly what they needed because it was too easy to try to take Terry McLaurin out of games. And Logan Thomas has turned into a former quarterback, has turned into a legit weapon.
He is.
At tight end.
I mean,
just legit weapon. So all of a sudden, you have two guys who timed 4-3 coming out of the Ohio State.
Yeah.
And actually, Curtis Samuel was 4.31 to McLaurin's 4.35, so he's a tick faster than the other guy. And they were both in the 2014 recruiting class at The Ohio State. And McLaurin tweeted last night or yesterday, quote, unquote, we really talked about this in the dorms freshman year. Like they were talking about, maybe we could be on the same team in pro football, like two little 18-year-old kids would just sort of look wild-eyed at the future, right?
If you go to Ohio State, one thing you can do, you can run fast.
Everybody, I don't know why, but they just can't.
They can't, Skip. I don't know what either. They can't.
But I kept telling you have a number of quarterbacks coming through there, and I say, well, they're always overrated. They got a track team, right?
Right. Why can't it? We used to say the same thing about Alabama, Skip. Remember the quarterback? Why can't their quarterbacks be even better with all that talent? Ohio State, y'all got the same level of skill position. Why can't the quarterbacks be better when they get to the NFL?
Well, speaking of Washington, they just drafted one who was not very good. And I told you, I said, I think he's mostly a product of the track team of receivers.
Yep.
Whew. Well, now they're there and he's gone.
Yep.
So now, look, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know what? You're right. I have this queasy feeling he will beat Dallas twice, but they'll finish 8-8, and the Giants will win the division by one game. You know, like they'll knock Dallas out of it, but it will allow the Giants to open the door and run through it, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the thing about Curtis Samuel was, do you realize last year, I know this was under the radar, but they didn't have your man McCaffrey for 13 games. They started lining him up in the backfield, running him like a running back.
Yes.
He was pretty great.
He was.
He ran 41 times for 200 yards. Wow.
Yeah.
That'll work.
That'll work.
And he led all receivers last year in what's called catch rate. So of the balls thrown to him, he caught almost 80% of the balls. So you throw it in his direction,
right,
he will catch it. And he was among the league leaders in third down catches for first downs.
Mm-hmm.
Clutch.
I love this pick for the Washington football team. I love this selection because they paired, but like you said, now you can't double the guy and take him out because that's what they were doing. They were doubling McLaren and making it tough. You can get the ball to him. Now he has a guy. Okay, try doubling him. This guy can run. This guy can flat out fly. He'll run by you. And the thing is, now he opened you up. You put the ball in his hand. Now you try to tackle him in space.
Okay, I still love my trio. I still love CeeDee Lamb and Amari and Michael Gallup. but they're not blazers. They're not speed freaks, right?
Yeah, you know, I think Gallup is the fastest of all them guys, but Gallup don't have the kind of speed these guys got.
No. And we got Shannon Jarwin back, as in Blake Jarwin.
Give him a man. Is he
better than Logan Thompson? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
I like Logan Thompson.
I encourage you to go ahead and pick Washington to win the division over Dallas.
I'm picking them to beat y'all.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that turns out. Now you got me on the run. I'm waiting for Jerry to spin that pie. He's got that pie.
Yeah, you saving
that big slice.
Skip, you got
pie.
You don't skip. You save for a rainy day.
Yeah.
It ain't rainy yet.
Maybe today Jerry splashes the cash and he goes Belichick and he wins this day of free agency.
So who you?
Sue. I'll take Sue.
So you giving up on Earl Thomas now, huh?
Well, that'd cost you a nickel. I mean, he'd play for free right now. Seriously. Earl Thomas would play for free just for the opportunity to reprove himself in the league and play for America.
So you got the Cowboys winning the division. What's going to be the record?
Well, I need to, before I get there, I got to see what we do. Well,
you don't know what you do. Hold on, Skip.
He said he's got money to spend.
Hold on.
They're still out there.
Skip, you signed the biggest free agent on the market, Dak Prescott.
That's true.
You already know what you got. You got Dak, you got CD, you got Amari, you got Gallup. You say Ty Smith coming back. You got Zach Martin coming back. Lyle Collins coming back. Zeke coming back.
Don't leave him out.
You got Pollard,
yep.
Tony Pollard. You love Tony Pollard, right?
Yep.
Okay, Skip. You got like 8-9 Pro Bowlers right there.
And my defense remains unfixed, Jerry.
You say you will not score everybody.
Unfixed. Well, that's how we have to do it.
So that sounds like 12-4 to me. You got a $40 million quarterback, a $20 million receiver?
Just give me a couple of more days.
Okay.
And I'll be back to you.
Okay.
But I do like our chances. I just don't love our chances against this team right now.
Okay, we'll revisit on Monday. Yep. Give you a chance over the weekend. Maybe you sign somebody.
Maybe we will. We got to.
Why you got to?
Well,
you should have enough.
The pie's going to go bad if you don't eat it, right? No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.